You know, one of the remarkable things about Alliance, Texas, if you ever go out there, is it's this microcosm of commerce. Everything is out there. All sorts of retail is represented. Major airport, the railroad, Burlington Northern Santa Fe coming in there. It's a truck terminal. They make rare earth materials. MP Materials is out there making the very rare earth materials that you talk about. Ross Perot Jr., of course, is the developer and behind this and the chief magnet that attracts businesses. And it really is eclectic, isn't it?
Any company that can move into our part of the United States, we've got a representative alliance today. You've got the old industrial firms like a B in Santa Fe, all the way up to MP Materials. We're the only new spot in the country now, David. We're making magnets. MP Materials is making magnets in America. And that's the big risk we have now with China is we're not making magnets and rare earths. MP Materials is one of the largest rare earth manufacturers and producers in the world. So we've got incredible diversity in Alliance. Really, but it really is a reflection of Texas. It's such a diverse state. You have a governor that's very pro-growth. You know, the governor worked on all these deals. He knows the CEOs. The CEOs have his cell phone number. David, that tone at the top goes a long, long way in our state, and that's one reason we have such diversity at Alliance.
Well, we're blessed by being dead center in the dead center of the country, which is it's a great place to be. But you've created something out there, this multimodal. I don't know if people understand this confluence of trucks and trains and cars and warehouses, and it becomes really quite a remarkable hub.
Oh, gotcha. I mean, you've got the trucks and the trains, and you've got the planes. You got the FedEx hub, the Amazon hub, with these huge maintenance facilities coming in, Gulfstream, Embraer, companies from all over the world. We've got great new announcements coming, I hope, in the next 30 to 60 days out there, of brand new industries, but also some of the great existing industries in the world are coming in. And because of the Trump program, it's amazing how many companies from around the world want to invest in America. And Texas will benefit from this pro-investment in America. And we're seeing it directly. The announcements made in the White House with President Trump, you're now seeing those companies come out and try to find where they're going to invest $500 million like they promised the president. And Texas is benefiting, Alliance is benefiting.
You all always seem to have first look at the new big things, the next big things. One of the things you and I have been talking about, I know for at least a decade, are these really exciting electric vertical takeoff and landing airplanes.
Sure.
And it looks like that time has come, finally.
Oh, gosh, I was at the Paris Air Show working with clients that want to start vertical passenger service in North Texas, and they want to start it, and they want to make announcements in July. I mean, it's right here, and we've been, as you know, we've worked on it now for a decade, and finally, I think it's becoming reality.
Well, you put facilities in Frisco in anticipation of this, right? So that
Google Wing took it.
Oh, is that right?
So we're doing the drone delivery. We're doing the drone deliveries out of the helipad we built for Uber Elevate.
So what's
that? Many times you think you're going on one direction, but then the market talks to you and it's like, well, by golly, we got to change.
Well,
Google Wing delivery.
You got to be able to adjust. So who's the winner in all this of the manufacturers? You've probably just seen, I would guess, Joby and Archer and Lilium and all of the manufacturers of these.
All of them.
Do they all win, do you think?
Beta's right there at the top. I think they're all going to do well. Where they're really doing well, David, is military contracts. Because of what happened in the war in Ukraine, which none of us saw, and the power of drones, all these vertical lift companies are picking up Air Force contracts as the Air Force starts heavy R&D into this space. And so it's got more than just the commercial side. It's got the government side. And each of these drones have a military capability.
Can you imagine
how these drones can do resupply to the front lines of our soldiers?
Yeah, if they're big enough, I guess. I always think of drones.
Look at the Archer vehicle. Look at the Beta vehicle. I mean, they're there to carry freight.
That's a great point. So are we going to see any of these?
It's a lot easier to send that drone to resupply the Marine Corps than to send in a helicopter.
I had never really thought about that. What are we going to see some of these businesses showing up at Alliance, do you think?
Oh, we're working all of them, and we've been working them, and you know, a few of them want to make announcements. So we got work to do and get it done, but hopefully we'll have some good announcements about it. And look, North Texas, we've got a great FAA. We have a great culture for aviation. These companies want to come to Dallas-Fort Worth because we're easy to operate in. And the cities want them, David. That means a huge amount. You got a lot of cities in the nation. They don't want to be creative. They don't want to experiment. And right. They don't want these drones flying over their neighborhood.
Right.
That's not an issue here.
Well, and that's good to hear. And again, you're a busy man.
David, every day you have a lot of work to do. And the country is very well positioned for growth in a very exciting next 10 years.
It's what makes it fun, doesn't it? Ross Perot Jr. is chairman of Hillwood. Good to spend some time with you always. Thank you, sir.
David, thank you. Yes, sir.
Thanks a lot. For more of our conversation, go to KRLD.com/CEO. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.